the box, and I notice a pants leg and a shirt sleeve hanging out of it. Right away, I recognize them as Wayne's. The box must be filled with his clothes. Juan notices me looking at Wayne's clothes and quickly stuffs them back into the box. For a second, he looks embarrassed, but then he jerks back his head and walks out the gate. Then it hits me that maybe the reason Juan didn't go to Scarlett's grandpa's fancy party wasn't because he had something to do, but because he had nothing to wear. I watch him walk away in his soiled t-shirt and flip-flops worn thin at the soles, and I don't know if it's because of his old clothes or because I feel lucky to have every bone in my body in one piece, but I take off and catch up to him. Juan, can you be in front of your house in a half hour? Sure, why? You'll see. I head back home, then turn around. Juan is already a few houses away. Cupping my hands around my mouth, I holler, "Hey, Juan, you might want to clean up real quick." With Mom's green nylon scarf tied to my handlebar, I ride my bike down Scarlet Street. A few doors from her house, I pass Tara in a neighbor's driveway. She's holding hands with a little girl and the girl's mother,